Welcome to Supercomputer, a show about making sense out of a mess of technology. I'm Matthew Casanelli, and I'm here to help teach automation to everyone.
And I'm Alex Cox, and I bought an iPad, and then I returned an iPad, and then I bought an iPad, and then I returned an iPad, but then I bought an iPad again. So now I have an iPad.
The entire saga, wow.
It's, well, I bought the, not the 13-inch, even though I want to call it that, 12.5.
Nice.
Yeah.
12.9.
I know why they didn't round up. Everyone would have been like, it isn't actually 13-inch, but whatever. I bought that one, canceled it. Then I once again, I'm sorry, bought it, canceled it. And I should say, though, that my credit card company really not a fan of me this week because 12.5, bought it, canceled it. Then I was like, you know what? Oh, I'll try the 11, bought it, canceled it. And then the other day I was like, well, but I do have a podcast that talks about this. People should give us money. And I do have another podcast that kind of talks about this. And I mean, Siri's on it. And I have a podcast that talks about robots. And Siri is a voice assistant that lives in an operating system that controls robots. So I, sure.
There's many vectors. Yeah.
Exactly. So
it's for your job.
It is. It's for my work. So now I have an 11-inch iPad, a smart cover, and a pencil.
So you went back to 11. Okay.
I did. I went back to the 11, and I am actually happy with my choice. And I'm surprised by that, but I am. Do you want to get right into it? Because you did also buy one. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Like, walk me through that process, because I just saw you text being like, I cancel it. And I was like, what? And then you're like, I did it again. It's like,
yeah, it was dumb. But I did ultimately cave, and I am glad I did, despite my tirade last week about the whole headphone jack situation. But holding this thing in my hand, it feels like holding the first iPad to me. It just feels right. And I think part of that is the sort of industrial, I've heard people call its design industrial with, you know, the sharper edges and stuff, but it feels
like brutal.
The word brutal was a weird, I don't know.
It's like accurate, I think, in the way, isn't it just like brutal architecture is lots of hard edges? It's weird how it's both, where it's, I mean, I'm sure Johnny Ive is like, oh yeah, because it's like both the curved edges and the straight lines, like a good combination.
I am going to be honest. I think this does not feel like a Johnny Ive product in a good way. It feels like a product that I think Steve and Scott Forstall, if I remember how I tried to say I wanted this to make this podcast accessible. For people who don't know, Scott Forstall was one of the leads on the iPhone team, and he was ultimately fired from Apple because after Steve Jobs died, because he did not get along with a bunch of the other C-level employees. But Johnny Ive is all about, you know, curves, and I think he is very much a man who cares about form over function, despite the fact that Apple has always been about combining the two. And this iPad feels like a mix of both, despite it not having a headphone jack. It is, I think, the best designed iPad so far, and I hated the design of the iPad Pros. I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I always hated it. Yeah. It felt like the iPhone 6 with its camera bump that wasn't really, it's like, why are you even here? You look like a bad zit. Come on, what's going on? Whereas this camera, it's like, okay, this is part of the design. It's supposed to be here. It doesn't make it, I don't know how to explain it, because it doesn't. It technically, in I guess technically if you were to really wobble it, I'm like, wow, I don't know why I'm punching the corner of my new iPad. Good job, me.
I don't know how to open this thing. It's like, I'm struggling a bit.
Oh, are we going to talk about the smart cover?
Hold on. I don't want to... Let's save it for a second, because I think you made some interesting points. I'm not sure if I totally agree that... I think some of the like designs have leaned too far towards form over function, but I don't think they're like abandoning function, because
oh no,
even the camera bump is like, that's, they had to do that to get it to work, and so they like prioritize the function over the form.
That's
even in the point that you just made.
Well, no, exactly though. Now the camera bumps look like they should be there. It looks like it's part of the design rather than an apology. Does that sort of make sense?
I mean, that, and even in the way they marketed it, they were hiding it for a bit, which
they're still
doing to some degrees, but I totally, okay, I need to look this up again, but I was tweeting about the USB-C charger, and I was like, that's the smallest one I've ever seen. And it's like, yeah, it is if you hold it sideways, but if you turn the USB-C charger, it's still just as wide as every other one. And I was like, they totally got me with that on their website. I was like, now I just look like I'm going to have to put a retractment out for my tweet.
You're, I'm sorry, a big everyone. Tweet retractor.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that later.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I will say that this USB, I'm already loving the USB-C-ness of it, which I expected to, but it like literally I was like, oh damn, I gotta get my iPad charger. Oh no, I don't, I'll just put in this thing over here.
I got the double dongle going already.
Oh boy, already.
I got the like the big the three USB-C HDMI and then a USB adapter thing, the whatever, I don't know what it's called, but then I also have the headphone jack in that one. And I was gonna actually risk recording this entire episode on my iPad and just not, and try to not tell you and see if you would notice, but we've already had some mishaps, so I'm gonna,
you not doing that. I was also anticipating that you were going to try that, because I know that a bunch of people have already tried that, and to some sort of successfully. There are people every week, like Fraser Spears, who records shows off an iPad and does it successfully. But it is a hack, and it doesn't need to be, which is why it's so frustrating. But we'll get into the software. I love everything.
I gotta make a note of everything that we're
of everything I'm mad about.
I'm totally using the iPad to take notes. A lot of times I wouldn't have bothered otherwise because I didn't have the pencil with me, or it's not just attached to it. So almost immediately I was like already. So it might be shiny new toy syndrome, but
I don't think so, because now getting to the pencil, not only does it feel, I don't think it feels like way better, but I'm also not a pencil person, you know, I used to be very into pens, but not like for the, oh man, pens are super cool, because I was really neurotic about it and really needed, I wanted the right grip and stuff, and I never found it, and so I'm never happy when I'm using any sort of writing utensil. So but this pencil does feel better, and already now, just being able to tap the screen and start writing
that's amazing.
In notes is amazing. And
that was totally missing from the last one.
Yes.
And like, especially once I got the iPhone 10, I was like, come on. Like, this needs to happen soon. I kept tapping on my iPad and nothing would ever happen.
And I agree. It really, really hindered my iPad use, honestly. I didn't realize it until I was on a flight, actually, and trying to get work done. And weirdly enough, it was that stupid home button on the iPad that just kept... It was like, what am I doing? Oh, no, right. Push this here.
Just switching back and forth between, like, the new gestures, you mean?
Yeah, whereas this, it feels finally like we almost were so close to a unified UI. Not that I want a unified UI. It's because obviously the iPad is a separate thing. But I mean, in terms of universal gestures, like now finally you swipe up and go home. Control Center was in the corner before, but it didn't really like gel with my brain, only because there was that button there. And I associate a button with Control Center being right above a button, and
just from the old swipe up.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how quickly your brain forgets all that too, though. Like I think I was using my girlfriend's phone back when she hadn't updated, and I was like, how do I get into Control Center? Like,
yep,
I don't know what I'm doing.
The real reason that I gave my wife my iPhone 10 isn't so much because I just wanted to pass it down, but really I just couldn't handle, wow, what a first world problem. I hated using the 7. So I was like, you got to switch apps this way. They just double tap. Ugh. And they were fine with the 7. They really liked it. Like if you think about how amazing the haptic button was for the 7, mm-hmm. and I guess the 8, we only had that for a little year, right? Oh, yeah, because there was no 7 Plus, right? Yeah, there was 7 and then 8.
No.
So,
well, no, there was... Yeah, okay. You're right.
I'm trying to go in my head.
Can't even remember any...
Yeah. That was such a cool technology that only existed for a second, but okay. Oh, poor haptic button. It was great.
I mean, I still have one on my iPad over this one that I'm trying to sell. No.
But it's not a haptic button, though, right? Yeah, no, because there's no haptics.
No, yeah.
It's a crap button. It's a real button.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yep, all buttons are crap.
That's an actual real button. Okay, weird. How did I not remember that? I mean, I guess it's... Some of it is like it eventually does just fade into the background. At least they're not all broken buttons. Everybody's used to before.
Oh, what a time that was. Oh, gosh. I really... Just tapping this thing is amazing. Face ID is amazing. I was expecting that to be a problem, especially with the different angles and how you hold it. Has not been...
I have it like flat on my desk right now, and it just like is unlocking while I'm...
Mm-hmm.
Sitting here in front of the microphone. Like, I just have to lean back a tiny bit, and then it gets it.
What else are you liking about the pencil? I kind of cut... I kind of glossed over that, because I dropped my pencil again. It's not it's not the pencil. It is me trying to play with it. That is not the pencil's fault. It does not roll.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The little... Just the ledge makes a big difference, because... It seems like, I mean, I like the little detail in Matthew Panzerino's review on TechCrunch of just that makes a huge difference with very precise detail and stuff like that. And you do just like the matte grip on it. Not Matthew, but Matt.
The Matthew grip.
I didn't get any engraving, though. I should have.
I didn't either.
Because put Matt EC on here.
Oh, my God. I don't know why I'm covering my mouth to prevent laughing as if people won't be able to hear it. They're going to be able to hear it. You want to get to the keyboard situation?
So I'm not totally sure, but like an hour ago, I was kind of like, why did I buy the Folio instead of the Smart Cover? Because, so, okay. I didn't even look because I kind of just went through the motions when it was like, do you want to add these items on? I was like, sure, that one, that looks like the one I want. And then I ordered it. And then this morning I was like, wait, did I even get the Folio? I wasn't even like sure. And now I'm not sure if I even want it because it doesn't like that angle that it adds. I don't think I'm going to use it very much. Like it's the same angle as when with the old iPad, if you flipped it and did the whole origami fold so it was just on the back, it's like angled like that so you can like watch movies basically. But on my desk, it's still too steep and I want it just in the default position. So, not sure.
Interesting.
What about you?
I love it in every sense. It's everything that I sort of hated about the smart cover. I get this is called the smart folio, right? Is that what it's?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's still called the smart keyboard folio.
Yeah.
So that's why it's like not that different of a name.
A stupid. Oh, listen to that. Oh, yeah, man.
That's what I noticed for sure was the difference between you like throwing your iPad off and then it. I was like, I can't even detach it without holding it in the right place. Like, it's actually difficult. But so the other part that I mean, the keys on the back, though, like if you use it as a tablet, you're touching the keys. And I was like sitting here going on the back of it while I'm holding it, but which is maybe that's like is actually satisfying enough, but it still just feels weird. Like, I don't know. I want to take it off of the keyboard because of that. And then that's like a little weird to, oh, I guess I just figured out you can slide it. Wow. Mm-hmm. I was trying that earlier, but it's like, you can't like peel it off. And I was like, do you have to like fold down? I should make a video of all the ridiculous ways. I never got that like girl's origami technique in the Apple commercial where she just like slams it down. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's like, fake news.
Dear God.
Never. There's no way anybody has done that on the first try. There's just no way.
It didn't work.
I love this for all of the reasons I hated the other one. The old smart keyboard just was flimsy. In the video that I really should put on, I'm going to put this internet. Wow. I'm going to put this internet on my iPad. God, I'm going to put the video of me throwing my iPad on my couch, not throwing, but simply jiggling the smart keyboard, those tiny, tiny baby little magnets that occupied the old smart connector. It was just hot garbage, and it never felt like something Apple made. It felt like a Logitech product that was bad.
Did you like, you had the 10.5, right?
I had both, actually.
Did you have the original 12.9?
Yes.
Is that the keyboard that you had more trouble with than the...
I had less trouble with the 12.9, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different size, I guess, so that's hard to compare. I was just thinking across generations, because I had, like, I remember getting my smart cover, and then it didn't sit flush. Like, there might have been some manufacturing things that changed over time or something like that, because I did actually get a second smart cover when my iPad got stolen, and I replaced it. Only for, man, it only lasted me like 4 months, but that's all right.
So true.
I'll have to, I did make a bunch of videos and I wouldn't have until right now otherwise. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, the first smart cover, I think there were some with the 12.9 there. It seems anecdotal, but it seemed like there were some keyboard issues with the smart connector. I had to have mine replaced, not the iPad, but they just exchanged the keyboard out. Whereas the 10.5, I never had a problem. I've had the original iPad Pro. I still do, actually. It just works as a mini. That's like the TV in my bedroom. The 9.7? Is that what that was?
Yeah, the old.
Yeah,
or like the current iPad.
Yeah, just the current iPad size. I had that briefly because it just through a set of circumstances, I got it as a gift. And instead of being a responsible person and returning it, I was like, I can have two iPads, sure. # multipad lifestyle. And I really liked it because there was that Logitech case that was perfect for it, basically. It made it bulky, but the keys were amazing. There was backlit keys. There were media control keys. It was perfect. And then the 10.5 came out, and it was a beautiful 100 or a 10. I'm thinking now about how much, I just can't get the thought about how much I hate that keyboard out of my head. I hated, hated the 10.5 keyboard. It was like janky. It was a bad angle. It fell off laps. It looked wrong.
Wait, the angle is the same.
I disagree.
As the folio? The one that you have right now?
Where do I have my... Do you have your iPad, your old iPad? Is it the same angle? No. No way. No way. It definitely is.
I mean, it's way less stable. Yeah, no, I'm there. They are side by side right now.
Oh, my...
There's like an extra inch at the top for the larger iPad on the keyboard.
Maybe it's... Well, obviously, that is a... like illusion for me, which is honestly that's fine. Well,
the difference is the smaller one bends at that point and this one doesn't, so this one's like a solid back, it's a solid platform all the way to like the back of the triangle, and so I think that at least gives it way more stability.
Oh wait, you have the big boy, you've got the 12.9.
oh yeah,
did we talk did about not- that?
Oh, that's right.
Oh okay. No, we didn't. Oh
no, I guess I didn't mention that, but
All right.
I mean, it's still the same angle. Or maybe it's slightly... Oh, now it's different. What just happened? Okay, maybe it is, like, actually, like, 1 or 2 degrees angled back further. Huh.
Whatever it is, it's... I love it. I've been typing on my lap with it all day. And I got... I actually... My boss got the big boy, and I used it for a while and was just blown away because I realized this is the perfect computer for most people if it had software that could take advantage of it. So until I still need to travel with a laptop, I'm going to stick with this little guy.
Yeah, that makes sense. What software do people need?
You're going to bring me into this? Well, supposedly some of it's coming in 2019. I mean, Photoshop is coming. It needs external storage. Even you have to think that.
So do regular people need that, or do we need that?
I think regular people... No. It's a valid question because it does recognize SD cards. So it's...
I mean, it definitely needs to come.
Yes, it does. I think, but in terms I just of, don't like, think right that, now.
That will enable the pro market, not the regular people. Like, I totally agree with what you said, that at this point, I think a lot of people, even with just the hardware being this, like, the pencil story kind of actually does make a difference. And I do just think regular people will, like, now be more interested than they were before, which is funny because it is the same software. But I always discount that difference of like, or it's easy to both discount it and then also recognize like, wow, that little difference does add up, but it never seems like it does.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got this whole conspiracy theory now, actually, that the pencil is holding the iPad Pro back. Just in terms of marketing, people see it as a tablet and a drawing device, not a computer. The only accessories are a keyboard and a stylus. That's amazing. The best stylus ever made, in my opinion. But because it's touted as such a big feature versus, let's say, a window, the surfaces or whatever. This is not me advocating against the pencil. I love the pencil, and I am not an artist whatsoever. But I love it. And I wonder, though, how many people are like, well, I'll just get a regular iPad because I don't need the pencil, you know?
Well, the regular iPad can use the pencil now, too.
But people don't know that. People don't know you can buy the crayon.
That's fair.
And
I saw that in the store today, and I was like, should I go for it?
No, but I would absolutely use it, but it's only compatible with the normal iPad.
I think that's true anymore. I thought that changed, and that's why it's in stores now, unless I'm not...
I'm going to say, let's find this out, because if Logitech Crayon, what a dumb name.
For iPad 6th generation.
Yep, only the school iPad, okay. Which is...
I'm wrong again.
Hashtag Matthew was wrong. But I was really bummed when I found out that the Crayon wasn't compatible with other iPads, because that seemed perfect for me, because it's like, oh yeah, I can just switch between a pencil on my big iPad and my small iPad because I'm a monster. And it makes sense. One thing that's interesting though is pairing. We haven't even mentioned. I can't imagine that someone's still listening to this if they don't know what an iPad looks like. But because it charges on the top and there's no more, you know, because you don't need to take the cap off and do the whole lightning, like male to female lightning charging, and instead you just do the very satisfying click on top of the iPad, the way that you transfer the Bluetooth connection is so much faster. That was one thing. It was fun. My boss and I were trying. It's just like click, click, and it's like a half second. So,
To somebody else's iPad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. It's very cool, which isn't going to be a use case for most people, but I don't know. It's a nice thing.
Is it just me, or did the pencil tips not come in the box anymore?
They didn't. I thought that I threw them away, but nope.
I know. I was looking for like a few minutes, and I see a 4-pack online for $19. So I guess it's like if you really do go through them. The only time I only replaced mine like 2 weeks ago because I happened to, for the first time ever too, like throw my Apple Pencil off of like the table, and then it landed on the tip on the ground, and I remember just being like, oh no. And it just like had a chunk out of it, and when I was like trying to use it on the screen, it would like leave an extra line where that point was.
Weird.
And I was like, oh, this is like destroying it. And so I like dug into my drawer where I had cut the old pencil tip thing that was very long for like one little piece, and I had like just torn it in half. And it was that's why it wasn't exactly an elegant, or I still had the tip, but it just looked like you had to store this whole weird shape thing just to keep the tip for however long. But I guess most people probably don't break them.
I didn't break it either, but I did have a cat who decided to chew on it. And then I was really happy that they had a pencil tip replacement. But I will say, too, that they're pretty reasonably priced because the cat still really liked the pencil with the new tip. So I've replaced it maybe three times. So I think I'm going to go. I mean, I don't know. Now I'm waffling. Like, should I return this pencil? Do I really need it? But just navigating stuff right now, I'm like, wow. And I'm taking notes. Like, I'm as if there was a piece of paper and a pen, I'm just like doodling and taking notes for really no reason. I love it.
Maybe that's a good segue into like why I wanted the larger screen too.
Because yes.
Mm-hmm. I do really like having the smaller. So I was like earlier, I was about to make fun of you for having two iPads, and I was like, wait, I do too now. I think it just makes that much of a difference. The tap to wake thing is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's huge.
Okay, hold on. I'm playing with the pencil sleeve that I bought, the Apple Pencil case that they, like the leather one that they sold, because I had the old leather thing for the iPad, but that was stolen. So this time I went for just the little pencil thing, and now I'm sticking it in. First of all, that sounds awesome. And then it like sticks.
So that one isn't just the tip. That's the full. Sorry.
no, yeah, we're talking about the pencil, not just the pencil tips. So but it goes in because of there's no cap anymore, it goes in like 3 inches shorter. So I didn't even realize, well, not 3 inches, that was a huge exaggeration, like 3 centimeters shorter. But it's weird. Yeah, so the pencil is shorter. I didn't even realize that.
Oh yeah, it is much shorter, and I enjoy it much more actually. It looks less dumb. It looks like a pencil, actually. Did you say, though, that you bought the leather, just the leather cover for the pencil?
I did that last this summer because I've stuck it in my bag before, and I've been really concerned that it was going to break the tip. So
that was the one product where I thought, yeah, this is Tim just really, really wringing out every dollar.
I mean, that's still why, I don't know, like, did you have the pencil or the iPad case with the pencil thing on it too? Did you ever get that? Like the, I guess it was just called the leather sleeve.
Here's the thing. I will say I did only have it because it was a gift. And I loved it. Honestly, I thought it was great. But I guess, or what I've heard, is that you weren't supposed to use it with the smart cover.
Yeah.
And maybe, yeah, so did I. Maybe it's because it was passed down to me. It was already kind of broken in, but I always used it with a smart cover and I really liked it. So, whoopsies.
I think it, I mean, when you didn't use it with the smart cover, it would just like slide out nicely. So it was, I think it was a little bit easier. And then also by using the smart cover, it would slide out too much once you didn't use it. Like if you just had the iPad in, but you had broken it in with the cover, mm-hmm. it would almost like fall out. And so I'm sure it's like built for just the iPad, but it also just stretched.
I genuinely had no idea until maybe a week or two ago where I saw someone pull it out and I was like, oh, right.
Yeah, gotcha. That's like a more like artist thing. And I mean, it's really nice. Like the leather is fantastic. And for the pencil thing, I just like wanted, because I never really got any nice bag after mine got stolen. So I have this crummy old Nike bag that just like has a loose shape to it. And so I was worried that throwing the pencil in, it would just almost like snap or something like that. So
fair.
It's only $29. It's like, it is.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
At least it's not. Yeah. It's not 49 or something like that. That point would be a little much.
I'm definitely not the person who last week bought a leather iPhone XS folio case. Nope. Oh, wow. This is disgusting. How much do you think a folio case is made by Apple?
That's got to be $99.
It was.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize until I was checking out with my little app, the Apple Store app. I'm like, wait,
stealing from them.
Excuse me. And then I almost returned it, but the store was busy and I felt like I had just flushed $100 bill down the toilet or something. Although I will say it was basically worth $100 of not stressing at the airport. So then I thought, okay, you know what? Justified. It's all good. It's all good. And glad that you enjoy your little pencil pouch.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'll use it. I also like, so that was part of it, is I would keep that with the pencil like kind of in it, or I'd have to keep it nearby when I wasn't using it or actively using the pencil. And so it is like, I probably won't anymore unless I'm specifically keeping it in my bag and just protecting it. But otherwise, the snap-on is so nice, and that sound effect too.
It also fits better in regular pen loops, I've found, just because it's not so tall. In my bag, you know, there's those annoying little pen things that I never use. Yeah. But now it fits normally, so that's
yeah, that's
nice.
Right, because that was the other... It's like I didn't keep it in those because it would stick up and like kind of, it would like hold the bag up with the pencil. And I was like, oh God, that's not good for that.
I'm curious. Have you adjusted immediately to the new UI paradigm for the iPad in terms of, I mean, I guess it's been a while that we've had the swipe up slightly to get to the dock. And I never had a huge problem with it. And I don't know. It feels even more natural now with this. I know it's not bezel-less, but whatever. Buttonless. A buttonless iPad. It just feels more natural. And I don't know. It feels perfect, really.
I was always on the positive side of that controversy over the summer. I was like, this is not good. And it totally, I mean... So I almost wrote a whole piece about this, but it felt a little bit like on the high horse kind of thing of just being like, why it's correct or something like that. But I just personally found that, what version are we? Okay, on iOS 11, I don't think I used drag and drop at all. And I think that was a product of the way it was built. And just like, it was too hard to go to other apps. And so I think that's why everybody like shifted into like load up your dock with 1,000 apps, because it was the easiest way. Like it was too hard to get to the home screen.
Right.
And like, I definitely noticed when I got iOS 12 for the first time that I was like actually using drag and drop, even just occasionally, because you could easily just swipe back to the home screen while you were holding something with the other finger instead of it being like a multi-step process where it's like, this isn't really worth it. And it just, I mean, at the time too, it was like, I had an iPhone 10, so I was like, this just feels way more natural. And like switching back one app, like I use that all the time. Just the little.
Yep. I love the little rainbow
gesture.
The rainbow gesture?
Yeah, oh! I just made that up. But that's how I do it. It's like, I don't
trademark that. That's so true. That's exactly what it is. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I think that's one thing, especially with the iPhone 10, is if you did like a slide up and hold to move into multitasking, like you're spending 3 seconds per gesture. Like you got to get the right like fluid motion thing. And it totally, I mean, so with the iPad just being not as huge and having the gestures at the same time, it does just feel like it's all screen and you can just manipulate, like it's much more direct manipulation than like tapping a button to move around. So I'm totally all for it right now. And I'm even experimenting with LumaFusion right now to edit video. And I shot my iPad unboxing earlier. And so the hardware is great. My personal use of my other hardware isn't as great because I didn't press start on the overhead camera right away. So I haven't totally found out how much footage I didn't record. But at the same time, like even, so I even had tried LumaFusion on my old iPad, and something about it, maybe it was just being the smaller one, didn't feel like there was enough there, but I just recorded this footage. And then I also don't, so I can't, I was trying to do some research a minute ago, but the liquid retina display isn't really any different besides just being curved, right? Because this just seems so much brighter. Like the screen looks fantastic.
I think there is a difference, and I don't remember what it is.
How many nits?
Yeah, there's so many nits. I have a feeling though,
I think that might be the difference actually.
Yeah, it does feel more smooth, and I don't know, maybe they did mention refresh rate being a little bit faster, but it's real buttery. That was a gross way of saying buttery. Oh, man. I really thought that the iPhone 4 was like the pinnacle of display technology for phones because it felt like it was right on the glass and it was amazing. And I had no idea how amazing it could get. And I realized that it's not an OLED. This isn't an OLED screen, fine. Mm-hmm. But it's so, so good. And honestly, I'm rethinking, like, are OLED screens kind of overrated? Because I don't really, I mean, I can tell, like, yes, I can sort of almost kind of see the bezel. Oh, God, can you imagine if they did a white bezel? What monsters.
Yeah, that's what people were like, talking about that today on Twitter. They were like, wait, the front, the white iPad front is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that just kind of, and I wasn't even in the store, and I was like, oh, there's non-space gray iPads, like I forgot about that.
Now I can buy silver devices and they don't look like crap with a weird yellowy white situation on the front. I mean, I love gray, the color gray. Space gray is not gray. Space gray is a weird, murky, metal-y tin color, and I think
this
I'm the
is
only going to
be the most controversial part of this episode.
I didn't know I felt this way until I said it out loud, and wow, oh yeah, I don't like space gray. Woo, feels good to say.
So, I mean, I might be one of the only like male tech nerds that doesn't have the space gray Apple Watch also, because I've always gone silver.
Oh yeah, same. I just think the silver looks better with everything. I really like the way, especially that the space gray stainless steel looks, but not the aluminum. It looks the same way. I do not like space gray aluminum. I guess I like space gray stainless steel. Wow, what a weird what weird opinions. Oh, we didn't really touch on how you felt about the overall design.
I mean, I think it makes sense. Like I can tell that the hard edges kind of just rest in your hands, which is nice. I think I was even saying that about the iPhone. It's just like propping it in like the little ridges in your hand feels a little bit better. Like the smooth back has always been nice, but not having it is like, I guess it's always had the front edge, the chamfered edge.
I love the chamfered edge.
But now it is like, I mean, so I guess to go all the way back to what you said at the beginning is this probably is like the vision that Steve Jobs and Johnny had of the iPad originally, like just a screen. And it kind of is at that point right now. So I thought that's why I thought it was interesting that you said this was the least Johnny design, but he's been there the whole time. It's just him being in charge doesn't mean that.
I think
what's so fascinating about everybody's opinions about Johnny and Tim, because we've all just like created them out of like thin air and not like knowing them or actually what decisions they made versus it being like the team. And I don't know, I've been thinking about like the thousand no's for every yes kind of thing lately, just like don't do it until it's ready and then do it once it makes sense.
I totally agree with you in terms of the actual humans, the people in the boardroom, you know, writing all over a whiteboard and fighting. And I just picture Phil Schiller shouting, no, it needs to be iPhone X. It makes no sense to be iPhone 10. It's iPhone fucking X. But I think the way that Tim and Johnny Ive have presented themselves, that is what we are sort of critiquing in terms of
it's like
the
headcanon,
mythology.
But
well, but this is the mythology that they, like, Johnny Ive literally talks, well, not this time, but usually talks in this video, like, we've designed blah, 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 blah. So I think
like he just has an accent. Like, that's not inherently him.
No,
like, there's
no.
Something very American about that perception of Johnny as... Like,
no, I'm not talking just about the accent. Like, Phil Schiller, even though Phil Schiller narrated the video, it still had the same cadence, I think, you know, the same message. So I think you're right in that people conflate them to the point of confusing the outward, this is the Johnny Ive and Tim Cook and Phil Schiller that we all know from interviews and literal performances. Like, it's a keynote, it's a performance, versus the people and the teams who are in the dirt fighting. And that's, and when I say Johnny Ive, I mean the current design team and the current trend.
Like the human interface team at Apple.
Right.
Makes those decisions, I'm pretty sure. So,
yes.
That makes sense. It's like Apple design as a mythical, like, person or whatever. And that's, I think that's why it's like, I just struggle with it because it's like, I'm sure Johnny isn't just like being arrogant when he decides to take away the headphone jack. Like, it's, there's reasons. And I think that's what's so fascinating so much
reasons.
About Apple.
They're not good reasons, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's usually like there's a bunch of reasons, but at a certain point they like have to do something, and whichever one makes the most sense at the right time. I think it's always like not that much more complex than that. And when you have the limitations of like, let's make it simple for the user and like the realities of a hardware operations manufacturing line, like I think that's what's funny is I was just looking up and it's like Tim Cook's been a CEO for 7 years and he's not an operations guy anymore. Like, that is just, I mean, it's just like the memes don't hold as much weight as like actual arguments about why this is good or bad, in my opinion. But
and I
now I'm
think
getting controversial.
We're sort of well, that opinion, both of our opinions are controversial and wrong, according to the internet, because
it's all just money grubbing, really.
Like, when I say, you know, when I love my great old Uncle Tim, but when I say, like, oh, yep, the operations, Tim, I really do mean the operations arm of Apple, because I sort of disagree with you, because I think they he is still at heart an operations guy, but I think that's why Apple is successful. And I think I don't want to get into Steve Jobs mythology, because I do think that he was the one person who actually, you know, he had the final say. And I don't think there's anybody else like that now, except for Tim Cook. And I think there's a reason that Steve Jobs put him in charge. And there's a reason they're the biggest company in the world. Well, virtually one of the biggest companies in the world. And if you think about it, the fact that they are is astonishing. The fact that they did not just plummet after Steve Jobs died is shocking.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they've gotten even bigger, more like worldwide. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Beats One World.
Oh, Beats.
I actually still, I listen to Beats occasionally.
A lot of people do still.
I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit. I got to write a whole thing on it, because it is like, send me notifications when the shows that I like are on, please. And when they're available, if I missed it, and very simple things. It's like, please. Because it's all there. I don't remember if I mentioned this on the show, but like in the Shortcuts Gallery, I went through and found every single radio station and like all the curated artists and made links to all of them so that you could access it without digging through the app, because it was like, all of this is in here and it's all available by URL, but it's instead just like four menus deep, especially on the iPhone.
Most of Apple's in my opinion, most of Apple's media apps are hot garbage, but I think there's a reason for that, because even though they're the biggest company in the world, they need to put resources elsewhere. And right now I think those resources are being focused on other aspects, because right now Eddie Q's out there making all these deals for the Apple crazy media empire, and then I think they will put a big workforce behind actually making, you know, the TV app good. But I don't know, and I think Shortcuts is a big part of this, with sort of being, yeah, we are going to let you use our apps in a way that we did not design them. And that's still very, very exciting to me. It's giving more and more control to iOS users, which is, you know, it's a drum that will constantly be beaten no matter what. You know, they could allow root access tomorrow and people would still be mad. But I just think it's slowly but surely happening that I won't need to bring a laptop soon. And I
think we're so, it's like,
it's so close yet so far. And
I keep writing articles about flipping the switch to, saying the Shortcuts would do that. And then it's like, well, okay, maybe we do need Shortcuts plus the rest of iOS, because I don't know. I think it all, I can see like the pieces coming together. Mm-hmm. It seems like,
what's the opposite of a canary in the coal mine? Like what's the like a phoenix in a coal mine? Like you can see the pieces, you can see the like dead bird rising from the ashes, I guess.
I can slowly see the forest instead of just the trees.
Yes. That's way better than a dead bird.
We're really bad at analogies. Like every episode description, I'm like, we butchered more analogies. Ooh. And it's still keeping it strong.
Oh God, I just had such a bad thought. What if Johnny Ive wants the headphone jack? What if he wanted to keep it?
He's all upset.
And he was just the entire design team, Phil Schiller, everyone was like, nope, it's got to go. We got to go. Courage, courage, courage. And
Tim's like, I'm the CEO.
Yeah.
So he's just yelling at him in the hallways like Steve. And
oh my God. That is plausible. I know.
See, that's what's hard about headcanon becoming like, somehow like apparent fact about the way Apple operates and not just what we think it might be and stuff like that. Like and I totally get it. Like I feel those same pain points and wish it was here, but it's like the conflation between like what I think there's like a mix of what I want and then people like I was saying to you the other day, like armchair strategy consultants, like where it's like this isn't the right move for Apple as an entire company versus just like what you want out of the hardware.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
And then that starts to get mixed, plus like we're all listening to each other talk about it and stuff like that. Like it is, I just like want to take based off of what the actions that they've done and less like what it seems like the choices were behind those actions.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Especially, and it's amazing too how once you get past like a release time like this, it's like, oh, well, obviously, like, the lines always connect going backwards, but when we're in the dark, and especially, like, before everything comes out, we are just, like, waiting for the next stuff, and maybe it's just, like, a whole, their yearly cycle thing is getting at people more and more, especially, oh, man, I'm getting deep, but, like, as the days are, like, seemingly going more intense and stuff like that, just, like, with politics happening all around us, it's like, 2 years ago seems like the iPad has only been around for a couple years and now we have like the ultimate version or something like that.
I see what you mean though. It feels like everything is moving so fast and the iPad, you know, we've heard again again like the iPad is stagnant, sales are have plateaued. Well, sales of the Mac plateaued 2010. I'm sure that's not true, and I never listen to like the quarterly call result. I don't care. I don't. This is like this the is exact Tim. Opposite. Yeah. This is Tim. this is like the exact opposite thing I care about because I, like you, enjoy looking at the reverse timeline. And I don't think there's any other company where later you're like, oh yeah, that's why that happened. And it was great. It's nothing they do is reactionary at all. And that is because of people like Tim Cook and Johnny. Well, again, when I say teams run by Tim Cook, designers, no. Amazing. Especially that I think I have the most friends who work on the watch at this point. And wow, like those people care so much. And honestly, I still think that Johnny Ive never wanted to make a watch. but
now, where are you getting? See, this is all headcanon.
He
loves watches, and exactly, I think he's explicit.
Exactly, he loves watches. So why would he want to make a digital watch? Like they're the pariahs
of
the
fancy honoring
watch rule.
That's why we have the word complication that nobody understands.
I think that was a bone that was thrown. And again, this is pure speculation. That is not useful. I recognize that. It's the same way that I have the obsession and complete
Alex,
100.
You're the problem.
I am. I'm the problem. Johnny Ive loves orange and we all know.
All right, podcast is over. We're done with this thing.
And Matthew Casinelli, where can people find you online?
They can find me on YouTube at Matthew Casinelli, Matthew J. Casinelli. I might need to change that, but or on Twitter at Matt Casinelli, CASSINELLI. Oh, and what about you?
And you can find me on the internet on pretty much on Twitter. Well, I've been on Instagram a lot, but mostly because I've been like in a weird fugue state posting stories that make no sense. But now that politics are still a dumpster fire, but I have been able to sleep at night after the 2018 midterm elections, you can find me at both places being semi-sane at Alex Cox, spelled C-O-X, not the other way.
And then I also did two Instagram stories. I'm going to call them individual stories, but last Friday, I was like, hey, send me your requests, and then I'll answer them over the weekend. And then I ended up painting the entire weekend, like a full room, all the way white, trim and everything. So I actually didn't do much of that until Tuesday. And then I did with just like one story explaining somebody's shortcut on our Instagram account for a supercomputer. And so I'm going to do a few more of those over I don't know, the next week or so, and just try to answer some of those. If you have any questions for Shortcuts or the new iPad Pros, feel free to send it to us on our Instagram account, and then either Alex or I will answer and post it to our stories.
Because Twitter makes me sad, and I want to hang out with people on Instagram now. All right, this has been another episode of Supercomputer.
See you later, nerds.
All right, ready whenever you are.
Okay, let me... Just kidding.
Oh, don't die. Don't die. Oh, it's very important you don't die. It's new iPad day.